in the Republican race, but even proportional delegate, you know, allocation in South Carolina, Donald Trump won them all. He won at least 44. It looks like he's going to win 50 delegates in South Carolina. Everyone else gets zero delegates out of South Carolina. That's a big result for Donald Trump. And if he can continue anything like that, you know, Nevada is Tuesday. It looks like he's doing well there, too.
And the calendar and the nature of the states ahead on Super Tuesday are a big advantage for him. I talked to a major Republican office holder in the Bush administration a couple hours ago, and he said, look, you got to look at this as Trump having a 75% chance of getting the nomination as a result of what's happened here. And at the same time, there is a real movement now that we're going to see to stop Trump among the so-called, it's a very loose term, establishment figures. But you still can't see absolutely how Trump gets a majority of delegates going into that convention. There could be a deadlock convention, in which case you could see someone like Rubio and Kasich, for instance, coming together at the convention with, quote, establishment Republican figures, trying to keep Trump from getting the nomination, giving their delegates and votes to each other, and having a really exciting convention. You could see a ticket perhaps with Rubio and Kasich, some kind of different form. But we're going to see now a huge Stop Trump effort in the media. As David Gergen was saying earlier, we're going to see some real serious overdue reporting on Trump. We're going to see Republican regulars at this point take out all the stops to try and halt this train because they see the destruction of the Republican Party ahead. And also, you know, we've ended the so-called dynasty of Bush tonight. And I think we might see Bernie Sanders start to make an argument that says it's a time that we end all these dynasties, including the Clinton dynasty, because in a way, he too is this outsider who has a chance to start a movement, he has already, that could keep going. But he's got to come up with some new angles to keep moving on what he had before his momentum was broken tonight.